The 44th annual Kiwanis Auction brought the community together at ODAS Park on Saturday. Stephanie Pagello, a former club president and an auction committee member, says the event is as popular as ever this year. "We've had hundreds of people through the doors today," she said. "People love the tradition of it and supporting the community through a really fun event." Some of the big ticket items at the auction were a snowmobile, a custom barbecue gazebo, a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, ATVs, and a hot tub. The event was expected to raise between $50,000 and $100,000. "We want to raise as much as possible because all of our money goes right back into helping the children of the community," Pagello said. Money raised from the event will support Big Brothers Big Sisters of Orillia and District, Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, the Kiwanis Children's Safety Village, and other youth-centered services in town. The auction is the only fundraiser of the year for Kiwanis, making it a make-or-break event for the club. "The more successful this event is, the more we are able to give back to Orillia," Pagello said. She say there was a lot of energy at the auction, and bidders were competitive. "They were trying to outbid each other while trying to support the auction," she said. "It can get pretty competitive out there and it's easy to get caught up in the positive energy." The online portion of the auction ended earlier this week. While official totals have yet to be calculated, Pagello says it went really well. "Overall, it looked like most of the items went for very close to, if not, face value," she said. "Since COVID, the online auction has been really popular." Some of the bidders at Saturday's event were aiming to complete their holiday shopping. "It's tax-free Christmas shopping for some people," Pagello said. "You can find something for everyone here." There were about 80 volunteers at the auction, including Kiwanis Club members, friends and family of members, and high school students looking to earn community service hours. Sam Scavuzzo, who owns Orillia Motorsports, donates ATVs and apparel to the auction each year. "It goes to a great cause and it's a great way for our business to give back," he said. "It grows awareness throughout the community." Scavuzzo says the playgrounds and pathways Kiwanis has built for Orillia's youth are impressive, which is why he gives to the event annually. He is also a frequent bidder during the live auction. "Today I'm looking for electronics and simple stuff for around the house," he said. "The auction usually starts slow and then the energy builds up and it gets the people going. I think that is what I think makes it such a success."